Want to do Up and Running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers.
Every classical ensemble has some aspect of repertoire that they like to cover. And as an ensemble, Sybarite 5 has one rule. They have to love the music that they play. They like to cross boundaries and discover new sounds. They were here in Interlochen this summer to present a concert called Look Back, Move Forward, and I had a chance to sit down with them in IPR Studio A. What is it specifically? What are you looking for? What really sings to you when you're looking at new work that comes your way?
I think we're looking for something really unique. I think like we respond to music that I want to say like high energy, something really exciting that's gonna kind of grab the audience and make them hear something really different that they haven't heard before.
Here's a perfect example of what they're talking about. This is a commissioned piece by composer Dan Visconti. It's unique, high energy, and definitely grabs you right away. This is Sybarite 5 with Black Bend.
Thank you.
Sybarite 5 emerged from the swamp of Dan Visconti's Black Bend, the first movement of his 2012 composition, Hitchhiker's Tales. Violinist Sami Mardinian told us more about Sybarite 5's selection process when it comes to choosing the pieces they play.
We want to play these pieces a lot, and I guess we ended up choosing the pieces that the people that we believe are going to write those pieces that we're going to take on the road and play hundreds of times, which at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to have repertoire that we want to keep playing and enjoy.
Well, this sound is so special, and it's got to feel really special to play it. I know, Angela, you made a comment once saying that in a classical career, you don't see how you could be doing anything more unique than this.
I've always liked doing different things. I like the fact that I get to play music that no one else is playing. That's my favorite thing.
What are some of the biggest challenges that have come to you in pieces of music that you want to play, but maybe you're not sure how to approach?
I think one particular piece stands out, for me at least, and it was Dan Visconti wrote a concerto for us, and it's the first string quintet concerto with orchestra, with full symphony.
This is beatbox, right?
Beatbox.
Yes.
And a lot of the score was just lines with a description where we had to like try to recreate the sounds of like a scratch of a record, or try to be like DJs and like kind of, I don't know. It was like a lot of room for interpretation. So I think just making sense together with the composer on like what he wanted, it was a challenging experience for us. And, you know, like a lot of the music we play might sound very improvisatory, but a lot of it is actually written down. And I think for the first time we had a score that kind of challenged us.
It makes me think that the freedom then is both a huge challenge, but is it also the best joy of working on these kind of pieces, or what's the best thing about working on these?
I think that you know, when you discover a new sound and or a new way of playing for either yourself or for the whole ensemble, and it really works. I mean, it is just the most pure representation of exactly what that sound should be, and it's kind of never been done before, and that's really exciting, and that happens.
Another, I think, great source of joy for us in playing this music is the reaction of the audiences that we get. We get a lot of people that come to our concerts that, like you said, didn't know what to expect. And they just seem like obviously not every single person is affected this way, but people come up to us and they're like, I've never heard anything like that. You know, you made me feel this or you made me feel that. And like the fact that we get to do that is really amazing.
Audiences definitely react strongly when Sybarite 5 performs the work of Radiohead. It's some of their most popular work. They've even got a whole album of Radiohead covers called Everything in Its Right Place. From that album, they performed Paranoid Android for us.
Thank you.
Sybarite 5 is kind of a DIY ensemble. They've forged their own paths as classical musicians. I asked cellist Laura Metcalf and violinist Sarah Whitney if they had any advice for young musicians seeking out their own territory.
I would say, like, find what you're passionate about. Find your voice early on. Figure out what you have to say with your music, even if it's unconventional or, you know, like you said, not the set path that most classical musicians would follow. I think now is the time that is most receptive to sort of these unique ideas and unique career paths.
It's really good to explore and kind of figure out what really inspires you, like what really gets you excited, and kind of listen to that, you know, really notice when that happens and then kind of run with that, and don't be afraid to kind of follow that.
Well, I cannot wait to see what comes next from all of you. So excited for the concert, for all of it. Sybarite 5, thank you. Thank you, Sarah Whitney, Sami Mardinian, Lewis Levitt, Laura Metcalf, and Angela Pickett. Thank you all so much for coming in today. It has been tremendous fun. All right, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. You've been listening to Sybarite 5 in Studio A. I'm Kate Botello. Today's program was engineered by Michael Culler. Meg Gruitz was our producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.